You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. In the wake of the damage that last year's Creek Fire brought to the Central Sierra, an effort is underway to keep the fire from claiming yet another casualty, that of memory. The Creek Fire Storytelling Project is a campaign by the Central Sierra Resiliency Fund to document and preserve the stories of the fire and the unique histories that predated it. To learn more, I spoke with the fund's council member, Kristen Tellis. How did this idea come about?
The Central Sierra Resiliency Fund, which is the organization that's running the Creek Fire Storytelling Project, was created in the early days of the Creek Fire. So as the fire was raging, some local community members and professionals joined together to form the Resiliency Fund. And as part of that, they formed within the Central Sierra Historical Society and Museum to support the revitalization of the forests and communities surrounding Schaefer Lake through land restoration, local stewardship, and economic efforts that honor the historical legacy of the Central Sierra region. When I got involved with the council, one of the parts that I was really interested in was in preserving this historical legacy and in creating a forum where people could share their stories so that the fire doesn't delete that special memory of what came before the fire for people. So I as a group, this is certainly not my program, this is our program, wanted to collect people's stories of the Creek Fire and also stories of places before and after the Creek Fire. So we're collecting stories of both types. And sometimes the story is before the Creek Fire, during the Creek Fire, and after the Creek Fire. It depends based upon who is submitting.
It seems to me that this project is important not only in preserving the past, but also in helping those who went through this fire to heal and move forward.
I think that is absolutely true. In our program statement, we say that we think that a component of recovery is acknowledging the grief brought on by the disaster, as well as remembering what came before. And in the emails I've received from people after I've responded about the stories they've submitted, I've had people say, I didn't realize until I started reading how other people were feeling the same things that I was feeling. Or it's so helpful for me to have a place where I can really reflect on this. What was this really powerful experience in my life, a really dramatic experience in my life. So I do think that it's about that emotional aspect as well.
Can you share a story with us?
So I'm going to read an excerpt. This is from Victoria Bell, who was at Huntington Lake and had been living there for a few months while she and her husband were on, or her husband was on leave from the military. So they were in a transition period and she was living at Huntington with her two young sons. And this is about her evacuation. She writes, 10 minutes later, sirens, a loudspeaker. It was time to pack. Before the law enforcement even arrived, I was literally running through the cabin, up and down the stairs, packing everything I could. Car seats. Ugh, why didn't I put those in Aunt Elle's truck as soon as she arrived? Nick had been gone for 3 days at that point on a work trip, and the responsible me would have put car seats in the vehicle to allow for immediate evacuation. Evacuation, a word I never thought I would use in my life. We were evacuating the cabin, our solace, our happiness, our everything for the last 2 months. So I ran and I packed. In retrospect, I should have thrown the clothes that were in the dirty laundry basket into a bag. Advice I read several months later, but something I will never forget. As I packed, the police arrived me to tell me what I already knew. We had to leave, evacuate. There was that word again. But my son, my mother, and sister-in-law were still walking. So that's a little excerpt from during the evacuation. And another excerpt from her is a common theme is the feeling of hope at the end, or the feeling of resilience that comes up in many of these stories at the end. And so Victoria Bell also writes, for every tragedy, an aspect of the forest also remains untouched. The fingers of the Creek Fire extended far and wide, but they didn't reach everything. This is the hope we hold on to. We pray that the creeks are unchanged and that as we explore deeper into the Sierra Mountains, we will find more life than death. We have hope. Our hearts are in Huntington now and forever.
Can you speak to how the community is doing?
It's a big range up there. It is not just one community. There are a number of small towns up there with year-round residents as well as vacationers and summer residents. So I think it affects a lot of people very differently. Numerous people who I've spoken with in Pine Ridge, where just a tremendous number of homes were lost, just talk about how hard it is to go back and how hard it is to tell the story, to find the words, and that many people just aren't going back, at least for right now. Our fund has also been doing erosion work and is preparing to begin on tree plantings. And the people we've helped with erosion have, one man literally said that he felt that we were a life raft in a life where he felt like he was drowning, because it's just been so much to handle.
Getting back to the storytelling project, you know, can you talk about the long-term goals for the project? I understand that they involve creating some kind of a physical space.
Yes. So the Resiliency Fund is part of the Central Sierra Historical Society, which has the Museum of the Sierra in Shaver. We hope to have a creek fire exhibit at the museum. The board of the museum itself is working on what the details of that are going to be, but we want to have a component of that be, you know, information on the fire itself, but also on how the fire impacted the community. So have a storytelling component of that. We've also talked about having roadside kiosks that help tell the story of the Creek Fire. And I would like to create a book of the stories of the Creek Fire.
Hmm. But in the meantime, all of these stories as you collect them are available to the public online. Is that right?
Almost all of them are available online. Yes, they're not all up yet, but we are putting them on our website so people can read stories that are coming in at museumofthesierra.org/resiliencyfund/community-stories.
Well, Kristen Tellis, council member with the Central Sierra Resiliency Fund, thank you so much for sharing some of this important project with us today.
Thank you for having me.